Our next report comes from Northfield. Michelle Martin is the teacher at Prairie Creek Community School, and Arlo is our reporter.
Hi, this is Arlo from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. Today is dark and chilly. You can tell that fall is coming. The days are getting shorter fast. We are still seeing dandelion flowers. The wild cucumber is turning yellow. The maples are turning red from the top. We made a big leaf pile at PE time today. We are seeing some changes in the animals, too. There are still worm castings. The squirrels aren't around as much. And when we have seen them, they have been chasing or burying nuts. Ollie's cats are getting thicker fur, and I've noticed that my cat seems calmer. That might just be him getting old. There have been lots of skunks on the road, too, just like you said there would be, Mr. Latimer. We continue to see dragonflies, monarchs, ants, and lots of yellow jackets. It's been a busy week for birds. We have seen juncos, blue herons, sandhill cranes, eagles, and lots of blue jays and flocks. Michelle saw a large group of seagulls. We have also seen a lot of vultures. This has been Prairie Creek, one more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, Arlo. Nice job. You kids are really doing a good job down there. Worm castings, you know, sometimes I forget to look for those things, but that's a good sign of fall, too, because the worms are going to just descend and spend the winter down below the frost line, and we won't be seeing that anymore. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. And dandelions and lots of flowers down there, lots of asters still. The maples are turning from the top. And we at this latitude are seeing pretty much, well, one of the notes I have for this week is that the first of the maples went bare, and now probably 70% of the maples in my yard are devoid of leaves. Also, skunks along the edges of the roads. Yep, I'm seeing a lot of dead skunks this time of year. Augie had skunks up at his over in Shevlin. Dragonflies and butterflies. I saw a couple of each this past week, but we are at the tail end of those for our area, and we'll just have to keep listening to find out what the Northfield kids are seeing along those same lines.